In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, the 2nd of May. Good as always to have you with us, everybody. Productivity in a minute, but there are some other good rule of thumb indicators you can use to take the macroeconomic temperature. Jobs and unemployment, of course. I like to keep an eye on the bond market myself. Also, mergers and acquisitions. Companies feeling good enough about things to buy up their competitors. And to that end, this item, a $28 billion merger between oilfield services providers Halliburton and Baker Hughes, fell apart over the weekend. The deal would have brought together the world's second and third largest such companies had not regulators made their objections known. Last month, another big wannabe deal was scrapped between pharma giants Pfizer and Allergan, also after regulators intervened. Marketplace's Andy Baxter gets us going with why regulators seem to be looking at mergers more closely.
There are a lot of reasons regulators are taking a tough stance on mega mergers lately. So says Mark Ostrow, chair of the antitrust practice at the law firm Fenwick & West. He says mega mergers are complex and can have impacts on a lot of different markets, both in the U.S. and elsewhere.
They tend to include market leaders, so there's a natural concern with you might be creating a monopoly or an oligopoly with just two or three big players, and there's more chance that there's lots of competitive overlaps that can't easily be fixed by just divesting a few products.
Antitrust expert Herb Hovenkamp at the University of Iowa doesn't think the size of merger partners is the sole factor drawing scrutiny. He says deals involving smaller firms can create unfair competition, too. He says the bigger deal is that some studies have suggested the government hasn't been strict enough limiting certain deals, and that's making it pay more attention today.
Because what the studies have generally showed is that if you look at mergers that are kind of right on the edge, but where the government permitted them to go ahead, prices have gone up in those markets. That's been true in airlines. It's been true in groceries, drugs.
He also thinks the government is on a bit of a winning streak lately, and that's emboldening it to be tougher on mergers. But mergers and acquisitions lawyer Richard Brand thinks a lot of the regulatory scrutiny actually boils down to politics.
And so if the government has the tools to block a politically unpopular deal, they might just use them.
Brand says corporate boards considering mergers need to brace themselves accordingly. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.